B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's funny. Kara on that War of the Roses, she thought that Seth sent the text message to her accidentally. And he admitted that he did in that war. It was meant for somebody else. And then he tried to make up some lame excuse. But he was clearly cheating. Mm-hmm. And so, Loren, yesterday I told everyone that my wife was doing that. She was texting the wrong person. Multiple times she texted the wrong person. And his name is Greg T. And he used to work with Elvis Duran in New York at a radio show. The Elvis Duran Show.
Yeah.
And now he works at his own station at KTU in New York. But I had him listed in my phone as Greg T. My neighbor, his first name's Greg, and his last name begins with a T. So my wife was like, I don't think my neighbor Greg, our neighbor Greg, likes me, because I've asked Greg a bunch of times, like, is Dean there? Can you send Dean home? Can your daughter eat peanut butter and jelly? Do you mind if, you know, you guys come down for a fire? We have the fire pit going. And and he never responded,
and
my neighbor.
And it's probably really weird if, like, you're with your friends and be like, oh, well, Greg just responded to me. He's not responding to you.
Right.
Right? So that's what happened. One neighbor was like, no, Greg, yeah, Greg always responds. And then I'm at the fire pit on Sunday and this conversation is going on. And then I hear Amanda go, I have a 201 number for Greg. And that's New Jersey. My neighbor Greg is from Missouri, like the St. Louis area. So she's like, it's a 201 number. And I go, oh, no, babe. I said, you've been texting Greg T, the frat boy, who's been doing radio up with Elvis Duran for the last 20 years.
Did he change his number, though? Because I would imagine, like, if I got a couple text messages that is like, hey, is Dean over there? Can your daughter eat PB&J? I'd be like, I think you have the wrong person.
You would think Greg would text back right, and say that. He didn't. But he did give a whole explanation on our Rap Party podcast. Roy and I got a hold of Greg T, the frat boy, and he's actually on yesterday's Rap Party podcast explaining what went on and why he didn't hit back.
Yep. So make sure you get the Rap Party podcast. It's on our MRL on demand.
But we can imagine this happens a lot. So why don't we line up a bunch of phone calls and talk about not the time that you received a text from someone, but the time that you accidentally sent a text message to someone and it wasn't meant for that person. 704-570-9595. Could we find someone who was like talking bad about the person and sent it to that person?
Yeah.
I mean, that is like the ultimate foot and mouth moment.
Yeah.
Right? Or you talk bad about your boss and he's on a text. See, I hate those text chains.
I know. Text chains are the worst. But I would imagine that you could do the accidental text to the one person if you're like speak texting.
704-570-9595. That's how you can reach out to us. When did you accidentally text the person that you were talking about?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy in the Room Morning Show. Give us a phone call right now at 704-570-9595. Who did you text by accident? Like, were you texting about someone and that person was in the text chain? This is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anonymous. So what happened?
Okay, I just wanted to say I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
But this was like years ago. I had texted a friend about getting some God's good green earth, and it was the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wrong phone number, and they responded like, sorry, can't help you, hope you find it though, good luck. And I was so embarrassed. It was crazy, but hey, they were pretty nice about it.
It's funny that you say that they're pretty nice about it, because we could also take this conversation in another direction later today, like people that started dating after accidental phone calls or accidental texts, because it just takes a little flirting.
Sure. Yeah,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Thanks, Anonymous. You can see that, like, people screenshot that a lot on Insta. Like, how I met my husband, you right. know, like, hi, who is this? Wrong number. And it's a whole conversation.
Let's talk with Elizabeth in Statesville. Welcome to the Manny, Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Thanks. Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was at a 4th of July party with a bunch of friends and being stupid, throwing ice at one of my friend's husbands, and it ended up slipping down the back of his pants. And so I thought it'd be funny to send him a text message, and I was like, I wanna toss some ice in your butt crack. Okay, of course. And I look at him and look at him, and he doesn't respond, and I was like, huh. And so next thing I know, I get a phone call, and it was his old phone number. I had accidentally sent it to the wrong number, and this person wasn't very friendly, and about 5 minutes after I explained to her it was a joke and the wrong person, I get a call from the police department.
Come on.
Yeah, so.
What did the police say?
That they know this is stupid?
Yeah, he told me he had to follow up, and that he had no choice in it, but he understood it was a prank. And I was like, yeah, do you like ice in your butt crack?
You said that to the cop?
Yeah, he was really nice.
That is funny.
Oh my gosh, like they don't have better things to be doing.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, come on, it was a hot day. You got to cool down.
A lot of times, the three of us will sit here and we'll be like, that was really funny. We'll go to commercial and we'll be like, you think our audience fully understood what we just did? You know who understands us? Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Because Elizabeth asked the cop the same thing we would have done. Hey, you want some ice down your butt crack? You get us. Thanks, Elizabeth.
We got a text message from someone who says, I was sending petty texts and was having an argument with one of my friends, and I took screenshots of it and tried to send it to my other best friend and accidentally sent the screenshots back to the same person.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Because then you got to be like, oh, my phone messed up.
Yeah.
Ask if they're still friends. I'm curious.
This is Chris and Matthews. Welcome to the Manny Roy, the Ray Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. Tell us what happened.
Well, I didn't do it. My fiance did it. I sent him some personal photos for his birthday, and we got him a new phone, and he was trying to send his pop some pictures of a tractor. And when he went into his Google Photos to share the photo, he accidentally sent his father the wrong photo.
Yeah, the photos were of you that you sent him for his birthday.
Yes.
How does your father-in-law react?
The same that "oh my" came out of his mouth, and it's very awkward during the holidays.
Yeah, that's awkward.
He's staring at me every Thanksgiving, and I know exactly why. Oh, thanks, Chris.
By the way, that texter said, "Hell no, we're not friends anymore."
Yeah, but not.
Sarah had something similar happen.
Yes. So my friend was telling me about like drama going on in her life with her baby daddy, and I was like snapping her videos, and I was snapping my other friend, filling my other friend in on it, and I accidentally sent the video to her of me talking about her and what she was going through to her instead of my other friend.
How do you recover, or how do you try?
Well, she was on the way to my house when I did it. And I was like, oh, God. So I called her. I was like, hey, don't worry about those snaps. I was like, I didn't mean to send those to you. And then when she got there, I told her, and she watched it. And she was like, it's not a big deal. I don't care. And I was like, okay, good. So I thought it was going to be awkward. And then my mom's in the car, and she's accidentally sent us her nudes and sent it to my dad.
Oh, way to go, and Mom. Then,
so yeah, awkward.
And then she's talked about all of us and accidentally sent it to the wrong kid.
Your mom's a mess, and I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Be careful out there in the rain, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, like one of our callers, I think, was from Asheville. It's snowing up there.
Yeah. Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.